Welcome to Edward Willett's World of Science for June the 15th, 2010. For more science columns, visit my website at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com, and watch for my new young adult fantasy novel, Song of the Sword, coming from Lobster Press this fall. This week's science topic? Red means stop, green means go, yellow means... I went through a yellow light today. I'd glanced away at the wrong moment, looked up to see the light had gone yellow, and realized I couldn't stop without slamming on the brakes and probably skidding into the intersection. Later, I was crossing a street downtown when a van went through the yellow in front of me. It looked to me like the driver had plenty of time to stop, but no doubt he had his own excuse. It's a rare driver who doesn't run through a yellow light on occasion, and in most cases it's barely even a conscious decision. You have a split second to decide to brake, keep going, or even speed up. So how do we make that decision? A transportation engineering graduate student at the University of Cincinnati recently decided to see what he could learn about the factors influencing the decision to run a yellow light. In cooperation with the Ohio Department of Transportation and with the help of his advisor, Professor Hing Wei, Zixia Li conducted research in Akron, Cleves, and Fairfield, Ohio. The results were set forth in a paper called Analysis of Drivers' Stopping Behaviors Associated with the Yellow Phase Dilemma Zone, an empirical study in Fairfield, Ohio, and were presented at the 2010 American Society of Highway Engineers National Conference held last week in Cincinnati. Unfortunately, the paper itself is not yet online, but a press release about his findings was put out a few days ago. According to the release, Lee found that lane position, type of vehicle, travel speed, speed limit, and the timing of the light all figure in the running of yellow lights. For example, he found that people in the right lane are 1.6 times more likely to speed through a yellow light than drivers in the left lane. Drivers in heavy trucks are more likely to pass through a yellow light than drivers of automobiles, SUVs, vans, or pickup trucks. I suspect that's a matter of momentum. It takes a heavy vehicle longer to stop than a lighter one, and once it's stopped, it's harder to get going again. I also suspect, though Lee's research has nothing to say on the matter, that in Saskatchewan in the wintertime, the incidence of people running yellow lights increases dramatically, because suddenly all of us are dealing with the problem of momentum. Brake too hard on an icy road and you'll skid through the intersection, possibly out of control. Even if you do manage to stop, you may find it almost impossible to get going again. In effect, winter turns us all into heavy trucks. Turns our vehicles into heavy trucks. Although after a month of Christmas goodies. Anyway, travel speed is a pretty obvious factor. The faster a vehicle is traveling at the onset of the yellow light, the more likely it is to pass through it. And that naturally means that the higher the posted speed limit, the more likely vehicles are to pass through the yellow light at an intersection. Finally, there's the timing of the light. Yellow lights are typically set to last somewhere from 3 to 5 seconds. Drivers coming to an intersection with a longer yellow light are more likely to pass through it, presumably because they're familiar with the intersection and know how long the light is going to be. In fact, Lee found that for every additional second a yellow light persists, drivers are 3 times more likely to pass through the intersection under yellow. In other words, drivers are 3 times more likely to pass through a 4-second yellow than they are a 3-second yellow, and 3 times more likely than that to pass through a 5-second light, which, if my math is right, means that they're a whopping 9 times more likely to pass through a 5-second yellow than a 3-second one. This kind of empirical data should be of great use to traffic engineers attempting to make better, smoother, and safer the flow of traffic through cities. It might even, the press release suggests, help drivers consider their own actions when in the yellow light dilemma zone. But that, I'll believe when I see. That's this week's Willett's World of Science. I'll be back next week with another science column. In the meantime, you can read my columns online at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com. And again, look for my new young adult fantasy novel, Song of the Sword, book one in the 5-book series, The Shards of Excalibur, coming from Lobster Press this October. That's it for this week. I'll be back next time. Bye for now.